Hello, a good Chodesh, and today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalet, November 14th, 2023, and we're continuing where we left off. We're discussing what happens when, chas v'shalom, people hear news, current events, that is not so encouraging. And in the Gemara, we were learning last time, a pasuk was quoted, and we have one more comment we're going to learn about that pasuk. Now this pasuk is in Tehillim. It's in Perek Kuf Yud Beis, pasuk Zion. And the comment of the Radak is extremely powerful. It says in the pasuk, Mishmua ra lo yira, from a bad news, bad tidings, he will not be afraid. When a person hears something that's frightening, he should not be afraid. The Radak explains, Hefech harasha. This is the opposite reaction of what a Rasha would have, a wicked person. Shenemar bo, it says about an evil person, kol pechadim ba'azna. It's the sound of frightening things are in his ears. Iov tesvav chafal. That means that a Rasha, one of the hallmarks of somebody who's not aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that he's constantly afraid. He's petrified. He's paralyzed with fear. Now, we're not saying that every person who's paralyzed with fear is a Rasha. Chas v'shalom. We're saying that a Rasha is paralyzed with fear. Now, there are times that people are afraid, and it's normal to be afraid. I always love to quote to you the Das Zaken of Mibali Tosfos, who explains that even Yosef HaTzadik, sitting with snakes and scorpions, that was a frightening experience for him. And his proof is that it says he was sold the Estrim Kesef for a very small amount of money, according to one explanation. That was the total sum that was paid for him. And the Das Zaken of Mibali Tosfos in Parshas Vayeshev says, huh? Such a handsome, strikingly well-built, powerful person like Yosef HaTzadik. That's the measly amount that was paid when the Yishma'elim bought him, when his brother sold him. And we know that the Das Zakenim answers, yes, because he wasn't having a wonderful day. He was afraid from the snakes and scorpions, and his face turned colors. Horiku panav. He was pale, he was yellowish. Yosef HaTzadik, when faced with absolute terrorizing circumstances, even Yosef HaTzadik was afraid, according to that pshat. So there are times that people are gripped with fear. But the difference is, a Rasha is always afraid. He's paranoid. There are things constantly frightening him because he's running away from the law. He's running away from people whom he wronged. Aval HaTzadik, says the Radak, the righteous person, lo yira, he will not be afraid. Sheyishma shmua ra. When he hears the news, when he hears some kind of evil tidings, he will not be afraid. Mibanav, interesting, the Radak says. He hears from his children, O mikrovav, or from his relatives, shehem b'medina acheres. Happens all the time. There are people on the phone with children out of town, friends in another city, and they tell them, do you know what's going on here? Oh my goodness! And then the person who called them is all afraid because he hears, oh, that's terrible news. What are we going to do? How are we going to deal with it? That's not how the tzaddik reacts. No. Lo hira, the pasuk says. He will not be afraid. He will not be fazed by current events, by frightening events. O im yishma she'avo olav oivim. Or if the person will hear, the tzaddik will hear, and we all strive to be this person. And hopefully we're here already at this level. He'll hear that enemies are supposedly on the way. There's a threat. There's a danger. This is what the person hears in the current events. Lo yira, the pasuk says. Mishmua ra lo yira, from something that sounds negative, threatening, jeopardizing. The person who hears about it, who's a tzaddik, won't be afraid. We're not supposed to be afraid. That's not supposed to be the reaction. Kilibo nachon uvatuach b'Hashem. Because this person's heart is dependably, securely trusting in Hashem. Remember we learned last time, it says, Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem, not ambivalent, not undecided about bitachon, not inconsistent. but consistent. As Rashi explains, Nachon Libo means Ne'eman Libo LeYotzro. His heart is trustworthy, something you can count on. I strive to be that person that my thoughts and emotions can be counted on by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. Hashem can count on me, can Kaviyachol depend on me to be trusting in him. Not like, I wonder if he's going to be worried today. I wonder if he's going to be anxious today. No, that's not Nachon Libo B'Tuach Hashem. I will work toward this end. Obviously, we're humans. We don't have perfection all the time. But this is what we're supposed to head toward. That's our goal. So as the Radak is telling us, there are pieces of news out there. There are events. There are scenarios. There are disasters, chas v'shalom, in the world. But this person is Nachon Libo B'Tuach Hashem, Mishmu Ara Lo Hira. Yes, those things happen, but that does not dictate my response. And we've said it many, many times. Who is in charge of my reaction? Who owns? Who has ownership of my reaction and response to what happens in my life and in the world and the community? I am the one who owns that. I have ownership of it. I can choose to become anxious and depressed and worried, or I can choose to be Nachon Libo B'Tuach Hashem, Mishmu Ara Lo Yira. That's my choice. It's part of Bechira. It's a life's work. How Havai, over a lifetime, a person masters this talent of learning how to take ownership of his or her reactions and responses to what goes on in the world and in the family and in the community and in Klal Yisrael. It's supposed to be something that bolsters our hope and pushes us to work harder toward Hashem. For Torah and mitzvah, not to become anxious and depressed. And it reminded me immediately of the first piece of Aznayim LaTorah in Parshas Yisro. The great Lutzko Rav, Rav Zalman Sarutskin, in his Pirush, Aznayim LaTorah, Parshas Yisro, teaches us the crucial lesson that it is up to a person to choose how to respond, how to react, how to assimilate news that is heard. Vayishma Yisro. Remember the pasuk in Tehillim that we're looking at? It says, Mishmua ra lo yira. It's a shmua. The person has heard news, has heard tidings, has heard reports of current events, of things going on. That's also Parshas Yisro. It begins with that word, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro also listened to the news. But others also listen to the current events, of course. People always have. People always will. So the Oznaim LaTorah states, Gimel, Shamu, Shemua, Achas. There are three who heard one piece of news, Uva'u Lide Maskanos Shonos. And they came to the hands of different conclusions. Imagine that, how it can branch out. One event in the news, in the current events, generates three reactions that are so drastically different from each other. They're worlds apart. Let's see if we can choose which is the proper one for an Eved Hashem. Am Kedem, the nations of the East, those living in the Middle East, Shamu, they heard, Yehovish Hashem Esme Yamsu, that Hashem had dried up the waters of the Reed Sea, Lifnei B'nai Yisrael, in front of the B'nai Yisrael. What did they do? We just learned this in Chumash class right now in Atara High School. It's in Oz Yashir. What did the nations do? They were vexed. They were afraid. They trembled. Nivhalu, they were horrified, confused. Namogu, they melted. And that's it. That's how they process the news. It's fear. It's pure fright and anxiety. That is the sum total of their reaction to the news. Is that the proper choice? Let's keep going. Let's look at some other reactions. That's how some people process current events, even now. The Eitz Hara tells us to do that. Oh, I gave it away, so that's not the proper reaction. The Eitz Hara says, be afraid, be anxious, be depressed, be worried. What about Amalek? Amalek, Shamazos, says the Oznaim HaTorah. Amalek heard about it, and they're like, well, we got to take action. But what kind of action? Uval lilchom b'Yisrael. Imagine that. Amalek comes and wages war against Bnei Yisrael. The extremists, Sheba extremists, as the Rishonim explained, they're starting off with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what they wanted to do. The way to fight against Hashem was to fight Bnei Yisrael. That was their reaction. Does anybody react properly to the current events? Anybody out there? Hello? We have people who are purely afraid when they hear the current events. They hear about war. They hear about everything that's going on. They're just afraid. Then there's people who say they get angry at Hashem. They rebel against Hashem more. Yisro Shama. Ah, finally we found somebody who knows how to process the current events, how to react properly. Yisro heard. Uval Iskayer. Oh, he came to get closer to Hashem. So many people are doing that now. He said, I'll be a monotheist. This is something remarkable that happened. Listen how he listens to the news the right way. My Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Wein, Shlita, would come into the Beis Medrash in the morning. He knew that some people, not including me, would read the New York Times. So he came in and he looked at the headlines and stuff before he came in. And he taught us, the people who read the newspaper, he showed us how to read it, how to read between the lines. And as we mentioned last time, between the lines is the main player, the only player, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, people can read the news, which is atheistic, pessimistic, and anti-Semitic, and that's the conclusions that people reach. Well, he showed us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is making things happen. HaKol B'Shvil Yisrael. Yisro. But look at it. He's a minority. It's the few and far between who know how to process, how to assimilate the news of current events properly. But we can always be those people. We can always see the Yad Hashem, and it can go ahead and encourage us to get closer. There's my favorite terminology that I heard over the last few weeks is that I'm waging a war. You know what my war is? I am on the battlefield. I get up, I walk to shul quickly, with enthusiasm, with vigor. I daven with kavana. I learn, I teach. More better than ever. This is my war that I'm fighting. That's my reaction. It's supposed to be that way. That's what Yisro did. Yisro hears the news. This is horrifying. It's frightening. We're threatened by the Jews, right? Oh, I'll join them. Because I see that monotheism is where I'm supposed to go. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's nine in the Torah. Extracts from this the lesson that we need. Ein zos ki, the only thing this shows us is lo rak ha-neis hu ha-kaveh es ha-gavah alav. Ha-gavah, the reaction, the response. It's not just a miracle that dictates how a person reacts. There is no decree how I will react. That's my bechira, it's my choice. It's Yiras Shemayim. Ela gam ha-hachana shel ha-adam l'klitaso. It's a person's preparation to absorb, to assimilate, to internalize what happens in the news. Yisro was a person who was a mevakesh. He's seeking Hashem. He's always looking for the truth. If somebody is awake, somebody is intellectually awake, in touch with his or her neshama, constantly trying to grow, then when events happen, the person will be equipped to metabolize and assimilate what the person hears in the news. This is the Yisro we're talking about. We know Rachav also. It's the same idea as it says in Shir Shirim. Aken alom al sahivucha. As Rashi explains, Chazal explains. Barak Yisro, but the one mentioned in Chumash is just Yisro. Shohayami machapse eloke emes. He was seeking Hashem. He was a seeker. Our job is to be seekers. Redorshe Hashem mipim Moshe. He was from those who sought the word of Hashem. And the Torah from the mouth of Moshe, Rakhu Hotzi Minise Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's the only one who was able to derive, to pull out from the miracles of the Exodus from Egypt, Es HaMaskana HaRu'uya, the proper conclusion. As my Rebbe in ninth grade, Rabbi Kassenstein, always told us, it says in the Pasuk, we say every morning, Psuki de Zimra, Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem, just from being those who are seeking Hashem. I didn't get there yet. I have so much left to do. I'm so far still. But being a mevakesh, that equips us, it prepares us to be able to deal with anything. And Yisro was the one who was able to come to the proper conclusion. This is such a powerful, so relevant lesson. And we hear what's going on in the world. We have a choice. We can be more besimcha, that we're here, we're healthy enough to serve Hashem. We can grow. We have opportunities beyond description, innumerable opportunities. With all that, it's supposed to go ahead and be a springboard and an encouragement for us to serve Hashem even better than before. And it doesn't have to be adding on things quantitatively. It could be qualitative. I might be doing the same number of hours of learning, maybe the same amount of davening, but maybe I could do it even more intensely. I could do it better, more deeply. I could hear, feel closer to my heart what I'm doing. There was another pasuk that the Mesillas Yesharim quoted, and we're going to now explore that pasuk. And remember, our unofficial curriculum is that we first started with the Machne Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim's encouraging sefer, like a pamphlet that he wrote for the soldiers. Then we move over to the Mesillas Yesharim by the Ramchal, when he talks about Bitachon. And in doing so, we're exploring the psukim that he quoted. There's one more pasuk to quote right now to explain, and then we go back into the other part in the Mesillas Yesharim that he discusses Bitachon, because there are two main sections in the sefer about Bitachon. There was another pasuk. The pasuk definitely needs elucidation. It's in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Gimel, and the Mesillas Yesharim had quoted it. It's a central pasuk about Bitachon in Tehillim, and that is why we're exploring it now. The pasuk says, "Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov." Trust in Hashem and do good. Shechon Eretz, dwell in the land, u're'ei emuna. And re'ei with an ayin means to graze off of, or to eat from faith. Obviously, it's very figurative. Let's see what's going on in this pasuk. Rashi explains, what does it mean, trust in Hashem and do good? So first of all, it's telling us what not to think. The Al Tomar, do not say, Imlo Egzol Ve'egnov. Don't say the following, quote, if I don't steal and burglarize, O Etain La'ani Tzedakah, or if I do give Tzedakah, if I do give charity, Bama Esparnes, how will I have enough food and income and livelihood? Don't say that. In other words, the Yetzirah says, sometimes I need to steal a little bit. Maybe gzela, which is stealing outright, conspicuously. Maybe geneva, which is burglary, stealing in clandestine way. But no, that's the Yetzirah. I don't need to steal. David HaMelech tells us, "Betach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. Don't think you have to take matters in your own hand in order to have enough money. You have to go to extremes that are ridiculous to have enough money, to have enough livelihood. No." Or then the person says, well, I think I better not give tzedakah because if I do, I won't have enough money. And we have read all the Aruch HaShulchan, how he summarizes this whole topic based on the Gemara Tainus and the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. We know that tzedakah only leads to more wealth. Sometimes you have to have a little patience for it. Sometimes we don't, pretty quick. So a person shouldn't think, if I give money to the poor person, well, will be my source of livelihood. No. Ba'aseh tov, do good. Ve'os tishkon eretz. So the way the pasuk goes is, betach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. Therefore, there's no need to steal. There's no need to evade taxes. There's no need to do things under the table that are illegal in order to get money. No, stay above board. And also, aseh tov, go ahead and give tzedakah. Do the good deeds the Torah says to do while you trust in Hashem, that's not going to cause me any loss of money. And then it leads to the next part of the pasuk. As tishkon eretz. Then it says shechon eretz in the pasuk. Rashi paraphrases, says you will live in the land, the orech yamim, for a long time. Now what's the advantage of staying in the land for a long time? It's not just Eretz Yisrael. We know that when people move, often, and they feel, we always have to run. I have to run after more money, after more and more jobs. Yes, of course we have to get an education and do our hishtadlus for parnasa. Of course we have to do that. But there's a limit. We're going to get into the topic of hishtadlus. I know we're all waiting for that. And we're on the edge of the chair, right? Because I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. It's coming up in the Mesillas Yesharim. But there's an inyan of tishkon eretz, staying in one place. I'll prove it to you. Based in Kohelis, it says that with Bnei Yisrael, how were they with each other? What was their interaction in the Midbar as they were traveling? That's right. We know Chazal say there were bickering. There was disunity. There wasn't so much shalom among them. Where was their unity? And finally, Shalom. Yes, Parshas Yisro. It says, B'nei Yisro, Vayichan Sham Yisro, Neged Ahor. B'nei Yisro camped there, Vayichan. And we know, Ki Yishechad B'lei B'chad. They had finally had Achdus, and they weren't fighting. In a nutshell, there's a Chazal based in Koheles, which Rav Baruch Levi Epstein explains that once they came to Sinai, they were told they're going to be there for a while. In fact, if you look in Chumash, they were there 10 days short of the year. They arrived in Rosh Chodesh Sivan, 2448, and they left on the 20th of Iyar, 2449. So that was 10 days short of a year, and as their travels would go, that was a long time, relatively, at least up to there in all their travels. So it says that they knew they were going to be in one place for a long time. Their minds settled. They had Yishuv Das, and then they were able to have the Achdus. Vayichan Sham is that the nation camped there. There, they were able to have Vayichan, Lashon Yachid, to have this Achdus, this solidarity, and not fighting, because they knew they would be in one place for a while. There's actually a direct correlation between geographic stability and shalom, and having positive emotions. When possible, a person's supposed to try to stay somewhere for as long as possible, not to be running. Like it says in the Tochacha, my Rosh Hashiva always quotes, "Benastem vein rodef eschem." You're fleeing. Nobody's chasing you. Where you're running? It's a call ole nidof, as it says also in the Tochacha. It's a whispering, rustling leaf is making me run. I don't need to be running, moving all the time. There is a virtue to staying put for a while. It says it in Tehillim here. Shechon Eretz, dwell in the land. If you have bitachon and do the proper actions, then Shechon Eretz, you're able to stay somewhere for a while. There is an advantage to it, unless a person really does need to pick up and move. So Rashi explains, Tishkon Eretz l'orech yomim. You'll be able to stay in one place for a long time. That promotes and encourages a positivity in Avodas Hashem. Before I pick up and move, there was one time I remember several people came to me and said, you're going to need to move, you know, because it's not going to work for you anymore here. I said, let's see. Let me give it a chance. There's a certain juncture, a crossroads. I said, it didn't fail yet. You're sure it's going to? Let me just give it a chance. And Baruch Hashem, sometimes you have to wait out the storm a little bit. Things settle, and it is not only as good as it was before, it's even better. That's how it happens sometimes. So I don't need to be running. So Shechon Eretz, it's part of Bitachon package. Stay where you are, if possible, if it's promoting your Avodas Hashem. La'orech Yomim, Rashi says. Stay there for a while. This is all in the topic of Bitachon. The Sira Emuna. What does it mean with an ayin? You will graze off of faith. You will eat the rewards of Emuna, of faith. Rashi explains in Tehillim, and in case you joined us in progress, we're in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, in Tehillim, in Rashi, the Pasuk that the Mesillas Yesharim quoted, Tochal, you will eat, Visisperneis, you'll consume, you'll enjoy, you will be supported, you will be sustained, Mischar Hu Emuna, from the reward of the faith, Sheheemanta B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you believed in Hashem, Lismo Cholav, to rely on him. He's the one to rely on, the only one. Lasas Tov, and to perform goodness. That's the structure of the Pasuk, the way Rashi explains it. The ultimate stability, Menuchas HaNefesh, the person that has Bitachon, the Boteach, has this type of restfulness, a settled mind, serenity. It comes with Bitachon. If we look in the Malbim on this Pasuk, he explains it in the following way. Betach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. Ve'oz tiyeh hatzlachasecha hatzlacha amitis. Then your success will be genuine success when you trust in Hashem. Mikamat amin. And there are many reasons for that. First of all, if you trust in Hashem, ba'asei tov, you'll do good. Te'im b'tchonecha, that together with your trust, ta'aseh tov, you'll do good things. Not the success of people who are evildoers, she'osim ra, who do bad things, chas v'shalom. No. Usnai ha'atzlacha, the condition of the success, what is it based upon? She'yeda ha'matzliach, that the successful person should know, Shamase tovim, that his actions are good. Vishahu ra'oy el ha'atzlacha. Self-awareness. Being in touch with one's neshama and actions. Shema'asav tovim. The one who's being successful is allowed to and needs to acknowledge and recognize that his actions are proper. A person is allowed to and is encouraged to say, I'm doing good things. I am embarking on a positive journey in life. And actually the person is allowed to think that he's deserving of this success because he's doing the Ratzon Hashem. That's not arrogance. That's absolute reality in awareness of what I'm doing. It's a healthy attitude. Like it says in Psukim, it says, when a person is being successful in the ways of Hashem, the Orcha Sadikim quotes that pasuk, the person is allowed to be proud of it. Not the pride of conceitedness. It's the pride that I take pride in what I'm doing. I trust in Hashem, and I am like a train that's on the tracks. I'm going in the right direction, and I'm proud of it, and then I deserve to be successful this way. Totally valid. And the Malbim continues. Hamareim tzrichim la'avor yamim unaharos. People who do things that are not proper, they need to be on the run, traveling always. They need to traverse seas and rivers, levakesh sibos hatzlachos, and looking all over the place for the circumstances and the sources of their success. The atah tishkon eretz. You don't have to do that. You don't need to be running. You can dwell in the land. Yitain tarpecha b'chol makom. Hashem is capable. He can give your livelihood, your food, your needs. He can provide your shelter, your clothing, your food. Even if you need to go on a vacation, if that's something you need, he'll provide that also. Where? Where? Anywhere. That's where. I don't have to run halfway across the world for it. Abilti boteach. Yore tamid. Finally, the one who doesn't trust in Hashem is constantly afraid. And this is how we started out today. Hen yechsar lachmo. Constantly afraid. Paranoid. Maybe he won't have enough food. He won't have enough income. The otzer v'chones. And he gathers. He stores up. He accumulates the eino nehene mimenu. He doesn't get benefit from it. What a paradox. What a dilemma. Sometimes a person has money and doesn't enjoy that money, doesn't spend it. He's afraid to spend it. Now, of course, it's a good idea to have something saved up. Yeah, of course. But there's a limit to it. So sometimes the person has to work on his minos or her minos to learn to spend money. And if he doesn't, then he's not enjoying and benefiting from the bounty that Hashem has given him. Yeah, Torah e'amuna, you should graze off of faith. What does that mean? Eat from it, enjoy it. Tidme kekeves, you will be compared to a lamb, a sheep, b'merichav, in a vast area of grazing. Delicious. Sheroe umamin, that grazes, and then instinctively, with instinct, the sheep believes, sheha'horim yatzmichu tami, that the mountains will constantly grow more vegetation, chatzir ve'esev, more plants and grass for the animal to eat from. So what did we learn today? We see that from this pasuk, the stability, the serenity of a boteach is indescribable. There's nothing like it. And David HaMelech says that when you stay in one place, if you're able to, that will help toward that serenity. And don't be afraid to give tzedakah. And don't be afraid to spend money when necessary. And if we're not sure, we can always ask for advice to save up some, but then to use the money we have also, and to use our resources to get close to Hashem. The next time, Amir Hashem, we have one more comment to look at on this pasuk in Tehillim, and then Amir Hashem, after that, we're going to continue back inside the Mesillas Yesharim. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful, spectacular week full of bitachon and emun.